Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, June 20th, 2006. One child injured in an explosion of an unidentified object in Chibas. Army arrests one resident from Biel al-Bashir village, south of Jenin, and arrests six residents from Tulkarem. Israeli army stationed in Hebron attack one child while settlers injure one resident. The army uproots scores of olive trees in Sebastia village near Nablus and invades Nablus and Balata refugee camp yet again. The Israeli Air Force shells a blacksmith's workshop in Gaza while the resistance fire four homemade shells at the Israeli town of Sderot. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
One child was injured in the West Bank city of Tubas by an unidentified object exploding near him as he herded his family's flock of sheep Tuesday morning. Mohammed Nawaja, 16, sustained medium injuries when a landmine exploded near him as he herded his family flock of sheep on an agricultural land near Tubas. According to local residents, the landmine was left by the Israeli army, who usually leaves similar unidentified objects following an invasion or training operation.
Army arrest one resident from Biel al-Bashir village south of Jenin. The Israeli army has arrested Naef Gowadra, 18, after invading the village of Biel al-Bashir south of the West Bank city of Jenin Tuesday morning. Troops and army jeeps invaded the village and surrounded Gowadra's house, then arrested him and took him to an unknown location, claiming that he is wanted by Israeli security, reported his family.
The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Tulkarem Tuesday at dawn and arrested six residents. The arrestees were identified as Adnan al-Hasri, 44, Nidal Tarifa, 33, Abdel Fattah Awad, 30, Awad Ishtawi, 30, Hazim Karawi, 18, and Tayasser Jabir, 33. All were taken to unknown locations. Troops searched several homes in the city and refugee camp before arresting the six. Army sources claimed that the arrestees were members of Hamas.
Israeli troops attacked a child and settlers injured one resident from the West Bank city of Hebron on Tuesday morning. Di'al-e al-Hamawi, 10, was admitted to the main public hospital in the city after being attacked by Israeli soldiers in the Old Town area, medical sources reported. Meanwhile, a group of settlers have attacked Ishaq Jabba, 30, with stones near the Ibrahimi Mosque, the tomb of the patriarchs, and injured him in the head. He was moved to a nearby hospital.
Israeli army bulldozers have uprooted more than 100 olive trees in the village of Sebastia near the West Bank city of Nablus on Tuesday. The mayor of Sebastia has confirmed that army bulldozers have flattened the land in preparation for the continued construction of the wall around nearby illegal Israeli settlement. 100 olive trees have been uprooted from the village's farms.
Israeli Air Force planes bombarded a blacksmith's workshop in Gaza on Tuesday morning. Apache military planes fired one missile at the workshop in the Ad-Daraj area in Gaza City, heavily damaging the workshop. As yet, no injuries have been reported.
Israeli troops have invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and Balata refugee camp in the city under the pretext of searching for wanted people on Tuesday morning. Troops invaded the city and the refugee camp and searched scores of homes before arresting Samer Qadri, 26, Mahmoud Ilkutub, 18, and other youths whose names remain unknown, local sources reported. All arrestees were taken to unknown locations, the sources added.
The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, have claimed responsibility for firing four homemade shells at the Israeli town of Sderot, north of the Gaza Strip, Tuesday at dawn. In a press release issued by the brigades, they said that the attack was in retaliation for Israeli war crimes and added that the brigades will continue their resistance.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Clinton and Maya Williams-Carpenter.